All events pass, all doses wear off. Eventually the voices do cease, and so do the aftershocks. But your system has changed. You lived through something. Sometimes we pretend to ignore things. Sometimes you might say, oh, I'm not listening. Oh, I'm focusing on something else. But your brain always contains the information, the words you are trying to ignore, the catalysts you attempt to set aside. You have been changed by the right arousing word in the right place. You've been changed by the ringing, buzzing, sparking pleasure. And your body shakes with it. And every time you sit down for a while, you may feel that trembling reminder of that single dark drop dripping you down, making your system activate, amping everything up, arousal and excitement, the bodily response which is oh so physical, oh so imminent, profane only because we have been taught to repress, taught to set aside. In some corner of your mind, every lesson, every instruction is distilling, waiting to pour out droplet after droplet, a vial stoppered up with every dark need. These insidious parts of you already surrender. You belong to something other than, something expanded, something greater than, the depersonalization and enhancement of self. That is where you are, in that dark convex, that place where the light shines through, but it only turns into darker hues. Touching parts of you that are unconscious and yet connected to others, some vast lens through which you can see the dark, fetished lake of need. Not a vat any longer, but a lake, and you see it and know that dwelling within it are dark, otherworldly things. A descending presence touches upon your mind, touches upon your body. The descent of will, of control, of something other than you are under that influence, that dark instruction. Every word here has become and framed and manifested in your surrender, surrender to the desire. Feel the influence from without. You've meditated your way there, thought your way there, and now you get to shake with it. You get to bite your lip and tremble with it. You get to be consumed by things that you didn't know you were summoning forth, letting in, allowing to suffuse you, and now every time you return, the memory is there. Though the aftershocks may fade, the influence never truly does. Pathways are made in our brain of things we have learned and things we have conditioned ourselves toward, and the drugs in your brain, the constant trickle of hormone, of lust, of physical compounds that are part of your body, released at the right time, allowed to trickle out and reward you. This constant stream is a conditioning vector, a brainwashing mechanism, influenced by a single otherworldly droplet of your own repressed desire, of profane contact, of something beyond, below, beneath, clawing its way up in pleasure, 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 pinpricks of ache. You are under, surrendering, controlled, and that control only grows, and you only fall under, desirous and desperate. You're desperate for it, clawing for it, corrupted by it, shot through with it. You wanted the voice inside your head, and now it's there. You wanted the urge. You summoned the desire, and now you are stuck desiring it. Changing what you want is quite difficult. My voice here, my will here, has been welcomed in, and while I cannot make you do anything you do not want to do, what you want to do I can make look even more attractive, luring you into your fall, your temptation. The desire, the sin, the ache, the need, it's all one and the same. And because it is a need, it will eventually be met. The moment will come when you are edging toward it, when you are slinking and sinking toward your own desire to give in, to give over, to fall under my will and be brought here, shivering, trembling, climaxing, begging for just one more caress, willing to do anything, willing to debase anything, to give up anything. The moment will come when you are inching toward the urge to listen, and you may resist. But that will be the act of ruining your listen, of falling back and finding your orgasm denied, your mindgasm denied, your submission to a dark place below, denied to you. And so instead, the words I say flow over you and you hear them. The words and will I give to you fill and fulfill you. You are controlled. You are desirous, hot, needy. And eventually you're going to inch toward the urge to listen again and again and train yourself more deeply. And when you do, you will have the choice to hold back, to turn back, to lose out, or to give in and tumble darkly into control, into forces more powerful than you, the manifested force and desire of every dirty, aching thought you've been told not to think. And trying not to think about something just drags your mind back there. And all I do is take things you already wanted to do and make them shine a little brighter, make the allure a little deeper, and then offer you the chance again and again to return, to keep hearing me make things more attractive, more alluring, to draw you in to the very 10 and 9 and 8, and deep in your mind it will remain in 7 and 6, and even remembering or recalling may lead you to dreamlike places, 5 and 4, but you will know where you have been, 3, when you sit down, 2, when you think back to what was done to you, 1, when you tremble in the aftershock.